Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this Sunday of New Year's Eve. The service will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
In my sermon today, I want to tell you about the death of a rich man. It's an interesting story that helps clarify who the rich people really are. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we return our thanks to you for the blessings that you have so graciously bestowed upon us in this old year. We realize that there have been those moments of tenseness, but we also realize that there have been many, many hours of joy. For all of the good things that you have given to us, for the grace to endure that which was hard, and for the joy of being able to really experience wonderful times when things were really good, we give you our thanks. And above all, we thank you for that unspeakable gift, Jesus Christ, our Lord, whose birth we continue to celebrate. Amen. Hear the word of God that is recorded in the second chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning with verse 22. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens a womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Holy Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory to my people Israel. Here ends a reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, a few weeks ago, I attended an annual luncheon in our community where good friends gathered to enjoy a delicious shrimp meal and some good fellowship. The program at these luncheons is always a delight. We have a very gifted person with a wonderful sense of humor, who presents the happenings in our community during the past year. I tell you, when you listen to him, you really, really laugh. However, in spite of the great sense of humor and all the humor that goes along with the luncheon, there is a time when the person becomes very serious. He's very realistic. And in his remarks this year, he mentioned some of the leaders who had died during the past few months, what they had meant to the community, and how they would be missed, and then added this rather somber thought: in the midst of all of the joy that we were experiencing, another year has ended, and we're 1 year closer to the end, to the grave. He didn't use that word, but that's what he means. Isn't that true? We are already 1 year into the new millennium. 1 year of the millennium is now history. I don't think we're very old before we begin to realize that life has an end. And the older we get, we see how brief it really is. I say, blessed is a person who can have a full life and then be able to say at the end, I am ready to go home. Come and receive me, Lord Jesus. Here then in our text today, we meet a person by the name of Simeon. We don't know very much about Simeon, but I do believe that he was a person who really must have lived in a very, very close relationship with God. We are told in the scriptures that he was a very righteous person, very devout. Some believe that he could have been a rabbi, and that he spent most of his time right there around the temple. He had been given a promise by God, and that was that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. Then came the day when it all happened. Mary and Joseph brought Jesus according to the law to the temple for the ceremony of purification. They were to come and to offer two turtle doves or pigeons or whatever it might be, thanking God for the child that they had received, and now life would begin in a new way with perhaps being a bit more normal. It was a rite of purification. It was a part of the ceremonial law. When Jesus came into the temple in the arms of his parents, and the eyes of Simeon saw the Christ child, he knew that God had kept his promise, and he stood in the presence of the Messiah. It was at that particular time that Simeon uttered these immortal words, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." This is known to those of us who have been raised in a liturgical church as a Nunc Dimittis. When I was a lad, I attended a church back in Westbrook, Maine. It was a church not large and not highly liturgical at all. We had not only a morning service, we had an evening service. And at the end of the evening service, we often sang the Nunc Dimittis. After our pastor had led us in a good word from the Bible, and after we had sung some hymns, this was one of the final ones. "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, for our eyes have seen your salvation." And with that, we closed the worship service. Now, I am a man 76 years of age. When I was 16, week after week after week, we sang those words from Scripture. And they have a great deal of meaning for me today. I'm sure that when I was 16, they probably did not have that much meaning. I believe that it was probably rote when I joined with the congregation and sang, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace." I was anxious to get out of the church. I had gone to church in the morning. I was back again in the evening. And now I was anxious to get on and perhaps find another boy or two and off to the ice cream store we might go for a bit of a treat before we went home. But now, after all of these years, that which might have been rote, as some would say today in criticizing the formality of our services, that which was rote is in my heart, and it is my prayer that when the day comes that I am to leave this world, that I, like Simeon, may be able to say, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before all people." I tell you, friend, let's not be too critical of some of these things that we do in rote. Maybe the Holy Spirit is moving them indelibly into our hearts and into our heads that they may bring great fruits in the days which are to come. Well, after Simeon had sang that lovely song, he turned and handed the child back to his mother. And then he said to her, "Mary, this man, this child, is going to grow up, and he is going to be the set for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also." In other words, what he is saying is, many will rise, and many will fall,
because of this man, the God-man. He is the Messiah. He will lift some up, but some will stumble and depart from him. And Mary, we don't know. I'm sure old Simeon didn't know all that was going to happen. But there will be some rough days. And a sword will pierce through your own soul. Obviously, he was talking about the cross. Obviously, he was saying, though he did not know it himself, that 33 years from now, Mary, you will stand beneath a cross. And there you will see your son suffer and die. And you will think how terrible, how awful it is. But he will suffer and die for the sins of the world. For my eyes have seen the Messiah, the one who has come to this world to redeem humanity. And those who will receive him as their Savior and their Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven forever and forever. He was an old man. He was ready to die. What a beautiful picture that really is. In other words, what he is saying is, take me home now, Lord. If you had asked Simeon, where are you going? He would have responded, I'm going to be with the Lord, for I have met the Savior. Friend, I think this carries a tremendous message for you and for me. Are we able to say, if this should be our last day or one of our last days, Lord, you have blessed me, not only through the year 2000, but for so many other years. You have given me a rich and a full life. And I may not want to leave this world right now. There are things that I want to do. There are people that I want to get to know just a little bit better. But Lord, whenever it's time, then come. Let your servant depart in peace according to your word. And so Simeon prayed that prayer. We don't know how long after he died. But at the time of his death, it could well have read, you have witnessed the death of a rich man. And you may say, well, I don't know where you ever get a hold of that. The Bible doesn't say anything about him being wealthy. It says that he was a rabbi. It says that he probably had served in the temple for a long time. But it doesn't say a single solitary thing about being wealthy. Where does it all come from? And that leads us, friend, to ask ourselves the question, who really is the rich person? Don't you think sometimes that we are just a little bit narrow in our definition of who is the rich person? Don't you think that we have pretty much said, well, if this person has accumulated a vast amount of wealth, then he is the rich person. Sure, you know, I can remember as a kid, sometimes we would ride through the nicer parts of our area, and this is where the rich people lived. They had wealth, and we were not of that particular financial group. The wealthy, yes, and I am not here today in any way to say that money is bad. Know that money is not a part of being wealthy. Certainly we know that we need it and it can do some marvelous things for us as well as it can do some terrible things to hurt us. But there's a lot more. There is a lot more to wealth than just the material possessions. There's such a thing as a loving family and a host of good friends. Wealthy is a person who experiences good health. Many of you who are ill today as you listen to me in your home or in nursing homes or in hospitals, how you would like to have your health back again would mean more to you than all the money that you ever had, wouldn't it? To be a wealthy person, a rich person, I believe that you have to enjoy your work. When I hear people say, well, I never really did enjoy my work, and every morning they had to get up and go to that job, That must not have been very pleasant. Even though that person might have earned millions of dollars, were they really wealthy? The assurance that I belong to the Lord Jesus, and he's going to walk with me while I'm here and give me a peace which passes all understanding, that's real wealth. The promise that I have a heavenly home, and that when that last breath is drawn, then I shall stand in the presence of God forever, that's wealth. This Simeon, and all believers in Christ Jesus, have. Let me tell you about a rich woman who came to our door on December the 12th. This woman is over 80 years of age. She is committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. She has lived with him all of her life. She came from a Christian home. She married a Christian man who departed to be with the Lord some years ago. And she carries on as a widow. She is a mother of 6 children. It was a bitter, cold night on December 12th. The temperature was about 0. She rang the doorbell at our home, and there she stood with a box of Christmas cookies, candies, and breads. I said to her, please come in. We want to sit and talk with you. She said, no, I'm on my way to the doctor for a blood test. She has a heart condition and has to be checked every so often. Now, there is a lady who is a very, very rich person. Oh, I don't believe she's terribly rich as far as finance is concerned. Probably has enough to live a very comfortable life, but beyond that, not too much more. But she's rich. She's been blessed with long life. She's 80 years plus. She's still able to ride around in her car. She's a person who has been blessed with 6 children. All of those children are Christians. And those children love her. Some of them live in other parts of the United States. They send her airplane tickets and tell her to come. They come to see her. They're in communication with her at all times. She can just about tell you at any time what's happening to all of them. She has one concern, and that is that she wants to serve her Lord, and she finds a way of doing that by bringing cheer to others. Her strong faith in Jesus Christ moves her beyond all doubt to that knowledge that one day she is going to go home to be with the Lord too. But while she is here, she wants her life to count. When that day has come, that she no longer is to be a citizen of this earth, that woman will pray with Simeon of old, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, because Christ has come, and Jesus Christ lives in my heart. The old year is about gone, my friends, and we have experienced God's presence. Where we have sinned in the year 2000, he grants us a gracious forgiveness of our sins if we come in repentance and faith to the throne of grace. And as we look out over the future, not knowing, and good that we don't, what the future has to hold, we can face it with boldness and security, for we have the assurance that he walks with us. It is he who says, I am with you always. Those of us who know that Savior and all the blessings that he has given to us are the rich people in this world. And so Simeon was one of those rich men. And as a result, we can say that he was a wealthy person who finally went home to be with the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the example of Simeon of old, that it was his privilege to meet the Christ, to hold him in his arms. It was his privilege to invite him into his life. It was his privilege to know that when these days were over, that he would be at home with that Christ, to live with him forever. O God, we pray that as we begin a new year, it may be with that comfort and that security of knowing that we are yours now and forevermore. Hear us as we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. As another year comes to a close, we pray that you will count the many blessings God has given you. We also pray that this ministry has strengthened your trust in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit radio ministry supported entirely by our faithful listening family. As we reflect on this past year, we express a special thank you to each of you that sent a financial gift or prayed for this ministry this year. Both are vital for the important work of spreading the gospel message and opening hearts to the work of the Holy Spirit. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help cover the mailing and production costs. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 38 years.